How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batchelor, Hotel Mars, Episode N. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show, joins as my colleague and co-pilot. And we're seeking space engineering and the saga of the Boeing Starliner. I read from a headline in these last hours. Bloomberg. Boeing sticks with Starliner after brutal NASA report. Subhead. The company says it's fixing the spacecraft that left two astronauts marooned in orbit. Explanation. After two botched test flights, writes Bloomberg, numerous investigations and plenty of embarrassing findings about the company's engineering abilities, Boeing maintains its Starliner capsule has a future. Doug, a very good evening to you. Doug Messier keeps a Substack page I highly recommend. He writes frequently about space matters when it comes to spending too much money and getting very little in return. Let's get to the fundamentals, Doug. What was Starliner conceived to be? Why did it exist at all? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening. Starliner was a project of the Commercial Crew Program of NASA. It was designed to take astronauts up to the space station and back. It was kind of a backup to the SpaceX Crew Dragon. NASA wanted to have two crew options, and so far it really hasn't achieved that. NASA spent about $4.2 billion, gave that to Boeing to develop this vehicle. They've actually had three flight tests that have been deeply troubled. They spent about $4.2 billion on it. And Boeing has absorbed about $2 billion in losses due to delays and botched test flights. What happened in this case was on June 5th, 2024, they had the third flight test of this. They had Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore flew up to the station. They ended up stuck kind of outside the station in a holding pattern because they had thruster failures. They managed to overcome those on orbit and dock, but NASA subsequently decided the vehicle was not safe enough for them to return. So what happened, they were supposed to be up there for 8 to 14 days. They ended up there for 93 days. And basically, the Starliner returned back to Earth in September of 2024 and automated, and it landed safely. And they ended up flying back on a Crew Dragon by SpaceX, and they were up there for 9 months.
David, you have a question for Doug.
Hi, Doug. What do people think went wrong internally with Boeing that they've been, I guess the word is, so incompetent with Starliner and in its repairs and everything? Everybody's sort of shocked and surprised that Boeing could have such a mess up on their hands.
Well, Boeing's had a lot of trouble with its aircraft division, and they've had failures with 737 MAXs, and their engineering is not very good. The NASA press conference last week spotted a lot of the problems with NASA's own review. There was a tendency to allow for variances outside of mission requirements. There was poor oversight of the contract. There was a tendency of NASA to want this program to continue without stopping to kind of fix the problems. I think Boeing was supposed to be at this press conference last week, but they didn't. They weren't there. And Boeing says they're fixing the problems and so on. In terms of the actual problems, they're still trying to get to the root causes of what caused the thruster and reaction control system to malfunction. and they're still working on that. And so it's been almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years in June, and they're still working on trying to fix that and determine exactly what went wrong and how to fix it.
Doug, I want to understand this idea that SpaceX needs competition. Does it now have a plan? Does NASA have a plan B? Because Starliner is not happening. And if they think that a second is necessary, is there a second? I don't read it anywhere. Is NASA decided we're all SpaceX all the time and we won't talk about it?
No, they want Boeing to fix the problems with Starliner and to be able to use that ship for crew and cargo. It's just a matter of whether they can get that all figured out. The ISS, the space station, is supposed to retire in 2030, which is 4 years away. So Boeing's up against kind of a deadline there to prove itself as useful and that Starliner can do what it's supposed to do. There's also some commercial stations coming online. A number of companies working on those that'll be separate from ISS. And, if Boeing is available and Starliner is working, then they could service those. But I think Boeing has a lot of problems with the cost of that would probably be a lot higher than what SpaceX will be offering. So how commercially viable that is, I don't know.
To your knowledge, Doug, do they talk about other space craft? For example, the Indian space program is bringing on Gaganyaan, their manned mission. Would that be acceptable to NASA? Do they have to own it?
No, NASA doesn't have to own that. That was the whole point behind commercial crew. I don't see any other options at this point domestically within the U.S. For an alternate vehicle other than the two that NASA has funded, which is Starliner and Crew Dragon.
Okay, David, you have a question.
Seems like the cost to make Starliner viable and operational, assuming it can be turned into that, is going to be pretty high. But if the station has maybe three and a half years left of life, what is the use for Starliner after the station has retired? And is it economical to put this money into Starliner if there's no market for it after the station deorbits?
Probably isn't. And NASA, Boeing's costs will be a lot higher probably than SpaceX's. So it's probably not very economical. As I said, they've probably lost $2 billion or more from in cost overruns. And this was a firm fixed contract. So they're not getting any more money or much more money from NASA out of it. So it's become a major loss to them. Boeing says it's sticking with the program. It's going to continue to fly this thing. They're going to fix the problems. But, you know, we've heard that before. And let me go back a moment. The first two flights had problems as well. The first flight ended up in the wrong orbit. The first test of Starliner couldn't dock with the station, and it had thruster failures. The second flight was also without a crew. It managed to dock with station, but they had problems on that flight with RCS and thrusters. So it's been a consistent problem with Boeing in terms of the quality of their work. Now, Boeing's a big company. It absorbed companies that had made crewed vehicles during the 60s and 70s. But in the intervening time, it had lost that expertise in engineering. So it was kind of starting kind of from scratch, even though they talked about their legacy programs. Yep. And SpaceX was able to do a cargo version of the Dragon and work out all those problems before it went to a crew. So that was a good learning experience.
The descent craft that they held back the last mission, sending the astronauts down separately, when they brought it back, is the NASA opinion that that was a danger to the lives of the astronauts if they'd used it?
Yes. Yes. That's why they didn't put them on the on Starliner return. And they also mentioned that when they got kind of stuck in a holding, kind of stuck on the way up, that could have had a very bad result if they were not able to dock and they had problems during reentry. That could have been loss of crew.
So NASA's own report is that Starliner is unsafe at any speed.
It's unsafe the way they've been building it. They could fix that. They could fix those problems and get it flying again. And I think what they're talking about is a cargo mission at some point when they're comfortable with how this thing is, how these problems have been resolved.
Doug Messier keeps a Substack page I recommend, routine reporting on successes and the failure of Starliner so far. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.